This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice, the 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 7:11 and it's Monday. Happy Monday. I guess Morgan's not hanging with us. He's sleeping in on a Monday.
Happy Monday.
Oh, there you are, Morgan. Oh, all right. Great. You are here. Celebrity Trash this time around is brought to you by The Nest Audio from Google. You have a chance to win your very own home speaker to stream all your favorite music. And Alice, of course, always leave that stream on. Just turn it down when you're not actively listening. We would appreciate that. Just listen to Alice at 973 now through November 13th. And you'll have a chance to win. It's easy. You tune in each weekday at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Listen for the code word. Text that word to 20357, and you've got a chance to win your very own The Nest Audio. Message and data rates apply. So you look, and we want you to win. We need some winners from the Bay Area. That'd be huge. Our boss would be very proud of us. Oh, my God. All right, we're going to start with Banksy. Banksy's an artist.
Okay.
I thought you'd like this. Actually, I was just reading some story where somebody somehow took a piece of a building where he'd painted a rat. Like, I don't know if he peeled it off of some kind of poster or something, and then he brought it onto the Antiques Roadshow. And the guy went, yeah, it looks like Banksy, but since we can't confirm that it is, it's basically worthless. He goes, if it was a confirmed Banksy, you get, you know, $20,000 for it, whatever, for this little rat piece of paper that the guy had torn. He goes, no, it's, and he goes, well, but you can't prove it. however, if you can prove that it's by Banksy, you could be in for some real solid money. Monet
if
is,
you can get it off the building where he painted it.
Well, he paints things not on buildings as well. I mean, remember the one where the guy bought it and then all of a sudden like a paper shredder started heading up it, like, haha, you just spent all the money for this. And then luckily for the guy who bought it, it froze halfway. Maybe it'll kick on again someday. I don't know. But it's fascinating.
Yeah, I follow him on Instagram, and I think that some of the stuff he does is so cool. There was this, one of the recent posts he did is there's a bike. It's clearly
in real life.
Up.
It's locked to a
in real life.
Pole. Yeah,
the bike. Did you see this?
I follow him too. I followed him because you pointed out that he had an Instagram a few years ago.
Did you like that? So it's the bike. The wheels are stolen off the
so
thing.
So creative.
And he painted next to it. He painted a little girl with a bike wheel around her waist, and it just looks like it fits the little
like she's hula hooping
bike there.
And the thing that's funny about the bike is the bike actually looks like it's in black and white, like it's, you know, it's a dingy street corner, and the bike's kind of black and white. He paints the little girl in black and white, and she's hula hooping the tire. It's so he's just incredibly clever and continues to be,
and obviously
so
elusive too.
Obviously, people don't, you know. Who is this Banksy fella? He's got an Instagram. I don't know. So anyway, Monet is, he's an impressionist guy. He's like the Water Lilies guy. I'm sure you've seen his works. It's, you know, he's one of the big artists.
I prefer Matisse, but Monet
do you?
Is fine.
All right.
Go
well,
on.
Monet, he did between 1897 and 1899, he painted 12 works featuring views of his own Japanese bridge over his water garden somewhere in northern France. I don't know where he lived. But you've seen it for sure. It's really famous. It's this bridge. It's all, you know, and the water and the lilies underneath, and it's lovely. So, and he did it at like 12 different times of the day. Like, this is so beautiful. I'm going to paint it in every light, and, you know, this will make me rich. I don't know what Monet was thinking. Banksy has done a take on this called Show Me the Monet, where he basically recreated. Thank you. Thanks. I didn't make that joke. That's Banksy's joke. It's basically Bridge Over a Pond of Water Lilies as a modern day scene. Like, what would this bridge look like today? And in his depiction, there's a couple of crashed shopping carts in there, among other detritus. It's just, you know, it's what waterways look like to us, you know. There's a traffic cone in there. I thought you'd appreciate that. It's just at the right angle too. But it's crazy great because he absolutely recreates the painting so beautifully, and then he throws some shopping carts at. Oh, there it is. Can you zoom in on that so Vinny can see the traffic cone? There it is.
He zooms in on the cone.
It's a pond filled.
How about the rest of the picture there, Bryn, wise guy?
Zoom in on the shopping carts.
It was requested. I'm just following directions.
Yeah, you know, yeah, thank you, Bryn. Thank you for being such an awesome listener. So that sold at, and I'm looking at the actual paintings that Monet did, and then I'm looking at what Banksy did, and Banksy's is better. A little more realistic with the shopping carts crashed in the water. So what do you think he got for that? What did someone pay for Show Me the Monet?
I'm going to say they paid $40,000.
About $10 million. There was a nine-minute bidding battle, and it sold for, I don't know what the auction house added on top of this, because that's part of it. Sometimes I'm amazed by how much the auction house gets. But in the end, it sold for about $9.8 million. So congratulations, wow. Banksy. Your relevance continues. It's worth a second if you want to take a look at it. Maybe we could post that up. There's the original. One of the originals. There's 12.
He's a real phenom when you think about how many other painters, modern painters, can you name?
Not that many. And it's, in fact, none, now that I'm thinking of it. I mean,
right.
Usually people don't become super relevant until after their deaths, most of the time,
right.
You know.
So
but here's a guy is Banksy alive? Is Banksy like a young guy? Is he 20?
Well,
is
that's the point. I think on top of the fact that he's still creating art, no one knows who he is. That's
Do people
pretty
really
impressive.
Not know? Like, is there like a secret society of Banksy knowing people?
I don't know.
I mean, somebody must. I mean, his mom must know, right?
Well,
she's keeping mom because she's his mom. Hilarious. The Fire Festival. That was a debacle.
Yeah, it was.
And one person at least is serving time for this. The guy's name is Billy McFarland. He was convicted of fraud and all this, you know, just the thing was a disaster and they blamed him and he'd taken people's money and not spent it on what he was supposed to. And he's doing 6 years behind bars. It must be sort of a low security prison that he was in because he managed to put a podcast together. It seems that it happened over the phone, and there is an excerpt. Did you grab just that little clip?
I sure did. Here it is.
It seems very well produced.
This is inmate number 911-86054, otherwise known as Billy McFarland, the founder of Fire Festival. I'm currently serving my 29th month in federal prison at FCI Elkin in Ohio.
This is
my story.
Yeah, and he proceeds to tell his story, and I guess somebody was taping their phone calls and decided, you know, and maybe that was the whole point. They were putting together this thing called Dumpster Fire, FYRE, which is a perfect name for it. And now he's in trouble for doing that. And they put him in solitary.
Oh, for the podcast.
Yeah, you're not supposed to really podcast from prison, I don't think.
What about Serial, that one kid, you know? Was it Assad? What's his name again?
Adnan Syed.
That's
Adnan,
right. Yeah. She did interviews. I'm sure she was allowed to do the interviews. And as a member of the press, she was, right? She was able to secure those. I think the problem is you're not supposed to monetarily benefit from crimes.
This is his thing, huh?
I mean, podcasts are free, so I don't know. Although I have to assume maybe someone's not going to embezzle that money away from him if it makes any money. I don't know. But anyway, I don't know what they're going to do ultimately to punish him for this. But right now he's in solitary, I guess, while they decide. Or maybe that's punishment enough. But if you want to check it out, there's a tell-all podcast called Dumpster Fire. And it premiered this past Tuesday. So enjoy. I mean, I constantly hear ads for podcasts on our station where I'm like, I thought the whole point was for people to listen to us. Why are we? And then I listen to the ads and I go, no problem.
Come on. What does that mean?
Well, nothing. It doesn't mean anything. Nothing. I think we're all on the same page here. The new James Bond film. Boy, we have talked about this a lot for a movie no one has seen.
Yep.
It's called No Time to Die.
Thing?
Well, its new release date is, I think it's April. It's definitely in 2020. There it is. April of 2021, which is a year after it was supposed to be released. It was supposed to be out last April and they held it. The studio is basically saying, we never even considered, this is MGM, we would never consider streaming that movie. It's too big. It's too amazing. But there are people in the organization who are saying, nah, if they had given us $600 million, we would have sold it to Apple or Netflix or any of those. Because they say they've already lost however much money just sitting on the thing, I guess. But it turns out they did have a price and everyone went, no thanks. Which actually, in a way, I mean, when you hear about the money that Netflix splashes out, I'm actually surprised they didn't go for it. They spend kajillions on, in the billions with a B range. That might have kept
people jumping
on.
It's hard to know. You know, you hear these and Netflix in particular, because they're a business that doesn't have to, they don't rely on ratings. They don't have to put out information about what, you know.
Right, who's watching what.
Right. So I feel like it's sketchy to know what any of the numbers are real or fluff.
Right.
Or, you know, so I don't know.
They
can
really say whatever they want. But they do have some high quality stuff on there with actual. There's a lot of crap on there, too, though. You know, as we've all found out during the pandemic, like, wow, that is a POS that no one ever needs to watch. And then something else that's like I'm telling you, that Schmidt's Creek. That's my favorite thing I've ever watched on TV. I absolutely love that show. I'm almost finished with it. God, I love it so much. I'm in the last season. Surprising amount of heart. So that one, awesome. But, some of the stuff on there, terrible.
I'm sure the texters are like, I told you about that 4 years ago.
And I'm actually glad. I'm glad I didn't watch it then because I would have had to wait for additional seasons.
Right.
And after all of the, is this the Billie Eilish No Time to Die thing? Let me hear a little of this. The blood you we were a pair. This is very spare, even for her, isn't it? Like, no discernible beat.
Right?
Does it kick in? Let's hear the end.
I'll jump
is it rocking by the end?
Jump
a little further.
Wow. I can't stop dancing.
All right.
Well, she has a certain intensity. There's no question. She doesn't need, to drop the bass to really capture you. And then good thing, too, because she's not doing that on this one. Anyway, congratulations to James Bond's No Time to Die. That is going in theaters. April of 2021.
By the way.
Yes, darling.
Are you going to bring up Adele and her
I can
the
jump
next
to that.
News break?
Nah, I was... Oh, geez. Look at the goddamn
Yeah, you can save
going.
It. I just,
How does that happen every
it's,
time?
I
hardly
know
ever
happens.
Watched that show, and I actually saw... I got to see her perform.
Let's do it.
I got... To,
Let's just right. quickly talk about it here, because I did have it in this one. I guess I'm skipping my scary basements. Maybe I'll save that for later in the week. It's Halloween week. Adele did great. I thought she did absolutely amazing. She even addressed her weight situation. As you know, she's dropped quite a bit of weight.
I know I look really, really different since you last saw me. But actually, because of all the COVID restrictions and the travel bans, I had to travel light and only bring half of me. And this is the half that I chose.
Adorable.
Very well done.
Very cute. I did think, because she sang during, they did a bachelorette or a bachelor
parody. Oh, I didn't
parody.
See that one.
It was right before her did her first performance. And Adele sang all through it and was amazing. And I thought,
oh, really? Oh,
they couldn't have saved that till after her performed. I mean, that's tough to find. Her did great.
Her was really, really good.
I love that first song, but the second one when she had the guitar and she was wailing, it was.
Yeah, that's the one I saw. I didn't see the first one.
The first one was, I thought the song was super unremarkable. She sounded great, but I had just seen Adele singing, so.
She's got that effortless thing down.
Yeah.
Like, she's very calm.
Dreamy.
And yes, effortless. Just flowing. And nice. Her whole look is perfect. She's awesome. I like her.
So Adele did well. Her did great. The one sketch that's getting all the attention is this one about these divorcees who've gone on a vacation to Africa. And they're trying to sell it. It's like the African Tourism Board. And it's there's some funny moments in there.
Oh, come on. You
She's
can feel
laughing.
It in your tummy. That's funny, right?
Yeah, that
I
is
mean,
funny.
I don't know I'm not sure what that means, but it sounds.
Well, it's jamming up into your tummy, so
I don't know.
What is
Adele, I don't know. Adele breaks character and starts giggling when she mentions the lush dangling foliage. That's where she lost it.
Yeah, I'll play a little clip of it if you
Sure. Let's hear it.
The drums, the pounding.
The fanning yourself with a palm between rounds. I found such a deep, deep connection here.
You can feel it in your stomach.
Tell your translation.
Adele is falling
that you
apart.
You want to see Africa. All of it.
She's unrecognizable, though.
She really
it's crazy.
Is, yeah.
Not Egypt. Yes.
She's so skinny.
Very dry there. No bamboo.
Right.
So leave okay. The kids at home.
So anyway, and then it repeatedly in the background, black guys and white guy and white chicks walk by. It's and listen, the internet's not super pleased with this bit. I mean, there were some very funny moments, but also some racism, it seemed like.
Is it wrong?
Ooh. You know, I'm waiting for the internet to tell me because I felt like it was wrong. But I, you know, so little outrages me these days. I'm just too tired from 2020. I see that you've queued up Adele on The Bachelor.
Correct, yes.
Okay, here
just
we
to
go.
Have a little snippet of that.
Look like a movie.
Where she keeps on breaking out into
oh,
her.
Oh, man, that didn't
what
happen very well.
What is happening?
There's some voiceover on this one. It was supposed to actually
Never
roll,
mind.
But
it's
yeah.
Totally
oh, that funny. Was just the person who recorded it off the TV?
I
Seems
guess
like
so.
It. Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was part of the bit. Yikes. Okay.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Tomato blood ketchup.
Oh.
Blah.
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 After these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.